I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, seriously, I want to see Charles go back in time and do it at 4 o'clock. How cool would that be? I mean, Charles is good. We are so happy and so lucky and blessed, quite frankly, to have Charles Pyle on our team as our news director, and then each and every afternoon delivering the news. But even he has some limitations. Not going back in time. However, 5 o'clock, he'll be here, and it'll be great stuff. You listen to the John Reed piece, man, and that's why, it's one of the reasons I don't do politics. Good Lord. People think, well, you're going to run for, I'm not running for anything. I wouldn't even run for a bus at this point. I might run from a tiger, but other than that, forget about it. But raising money is like the full-time job, and then you don't hear from your opponents. I mean, John, God bless him, has said, hey, let's have 10 debates around the state, and his opponent hasn't even answered that. Hash me. Isn't that crazy? But so here, I don't want to raise money for politics. However, I'll tell you about the Fatherhood Foundation again. Yeah, we still need sponsors. I still need sponsors on Team Cats. I can't believe we've fallen behind. It's embarrassing. So if you want to step up to the plate, let me know. We've got all sorts of sponsorship packages available. You can just cut a donation if you'd like. You want to be on our team jerseys? It's still available, and it's huge. We're the only team that doesn't have a sponsor. Hang my head in shame. I'm not happy about it. And now I got to talk to Chris Beach at 5:35, and you know he's going to yell at me.
You know, you're the only team that doesn't have a sponsor, Jeff. You're the big guy. Well, all right, you won this. I know.
So please, keep me from getting abused by Beach. Help me out here. All right. Lots of other great stuff. Tomorrow afternoon, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be here. We're going to talk exactly about that case from the Supreme Court that said, of course, the executive can get rid of a department inside the executive. Seems straightforward to me, but, you know, what do I know? It's a little bit like finance. What do I know? I said to Carl Carlson, look, Carl, here's what we have. I don't know what you're going to do with it. I don't know if you put it in a magic box. I don't know if there's a magic wand. There's some sort of a spell, whatever it is. That needs to grow, and it's got to take care of Julia. So there you go. And if you don't want to do it, that's okay. I understand. Because we've had other financial people through the years that we thought, oh, well, they could help us. And they're like, you know, with Julia's situation, it's too much. Carl got a big old smile like, yeah, of course we'll help. So long way of saying my friend Carl Carlson is here from Carlson Financial. He joins us every Monday afternoon. We don't just talk about my finances, I promise you. I just like to brag on what Carl has done for me, and because I know what he can do for everybody else. Carl, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Yeah, we're making it happen for Julia, too.
Yes, you are. And we're appreciative. You know, we're starting, just so you know, we're going to start construction on Julia's bedroom, finally, October the 1st is the date. So it's all good.
That money's waiting for you.
No kidding. Isn't that great? Well, listen, I I'm grateful, but this is about everybody. And we're looking at some big issues right now, are we not, with Social Security? Because I know people, they're not dumb people. The smart people going, well, you know, I got Social Security. That'll take care of me. I don't worry about too much. They're kind of misled, aren't they?
Well, yeah, the Social Security problem is coming back a little bit. It got better momentarily. At first, they were saying, you know, we were going to run out of money in 2032, 2033, and then not that long ago, they were pushing it to 2035, and now they just recently came out and brought it back to 2033 again. Jeez. So that's getting close. So you have to be careful because that's when the trust fund runs out of money, theoretically. You know, it doesn't really have money in it, but paper money on the books.
Yeah.
But there's enough money in there to continue to pay what's been promised until 2033. Jeez. And then after that, they can't. Unless something changes, they can only pay 77% of it, according to their current estimates. They're going to be 23% short. So that could mean your Social Security check could be reduced by 23% if no changes are made between now and then.
Well, but
so you
Carl,
need to plan for that.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, but let's be fair. If that happens, all you need to do is include a note to the bank that holds your mortgage and the company that took care of your car and your electric bills. Just say, hey, look, I'm paying you 23% less, you know, because Social Security is paying me 20. So it's got, you know, it'll be fine. Nobody will bet it won't not going to bother anybody, right? It's insane, though. God.
You can walk into Walmart, hey, yeah. I'm paying 23% less for my groceries,
yeah.
Utility bill,
yep.
Gas tank.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch till the Walmart guy at the door takes 23% of the stuff out of your carriage and puts it back on the shelves, right? Good.
That's right. 23% is coming out.
God, so
yeah.
What do you do though? Can you get back on track? I mean, you and I talk a lot about diversified, and I guess that's part of this, right?
Different income streams
is
good. So, Social Security is one income stream in retirement. You can build another income stream from your stocks or your investments, where you can take so much money out each month, each year to live on.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing it out of your investments, you have to be careful, because when we have a big drop in the investments, then you don't want to sell them. So you have to have another backup plan, and that can be something like CDs at a bank, annuities through an insurance company, savings accounts, money market accounts. So, and if you want a guaranteed stream of income, an additional one, that's done with annuities. Mm-hmm. So you can begin to build different streams of income. And you have to be very strategic about how you do it, so you can also maximize your return on your investments that you have while still getting the income that you want and paying the least amount of taxes that you can.
Right.
There's a Takes lot some of, work.
I was going to say, there's a lot of planning and work involved in that, man. That's somebody said it, but that's way above my pay grade, Carl.
It's not simple.
No.
Although you have a pretty high pay grade. I would think you could figure out a little bit of it.
Please, look, let's just be honest. When I came into your office with a shoebox full of napkins with the numbers scrawled on them, I don't think I knew. Yeah, I don't think I'd inspire confidence for anybody, but...
He's good on the radio.
That's right. I have one marketable skill, Mr. Carlson.
Right.
This is it. Flapping my gums. And other than that, forget about it. So is there a time that's too late? Because that's another one. I got to tell you, it comes up. People of a variety of ages, but especially, you know, baby boomers, younger millennials. I've had so many friends who have said to me, yeah, but I'm this year's old. I'm so old. There's just no way. Again, they're way off base.
Yeah, it's never too late. And the best time to get started is always now. So if you have it, jump in there and start getting things figured out. You could even be retired, and now maybe you're a little nervous about how Social Security might impact you come 2033. Well, now's the time to start figuring all that out, so that you don't have to worry about it and you can have confidence. The sooner, the better.
All right, so Carl, you know that I always send people first to connectwithcarlson.com, connectwithcarlson.com, so they can download that free retirement toolkit. You can put some numbers in there, get an idea. It's not going to fix this, that, or the other. It just gives you a good idea. But then after folks do that, what's the best way for them to reach out to you or the other team members at Carlson Financial?
Plus, when they go there, they can talk to my avatar.
You have an avatar? Wow.
Or they could also get a hold of me at 844-CARLSON or reach out through our website at carlsonfinancial.com.
Okay. Well, now I got to log on. I was unaware that the official Carl Carlson avatar was now making his way around the interwebs.
It's getting perfected.
Ooh, I love it. All right. Well,
no, I won't have to work anymore.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Connect with Carlson.com is the first step. Then reach out to my buddy Carl, 844-CARLSON, or check out CarlsonFinancial.com. Carl, I always appreciate you being here. I certainly appreciate what you're doing for our family. And
great to be here, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. We'll chat soon. That is Carl Carlson. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Carlson Financial. I know one of the finalists for Best of Richmond in the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition. That begins this Wednesday. I will be annoying you more than ever because I would love to win it for the sixth year. And then, you know, if I'm here in the seventh year and then retire. That's it. You can't run after you win 7 years in a row. Come on. That's our goal is seven-peat. What else have we got going? Oh, tomorrow morning. Let me just remind you. We've got Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. You don't want to miss that. 4:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.